This conference is being recorded.
Hello and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy for the United States, the World, and You. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention today and every day is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us. And we do so by transforming us first. We are the reflection of what is happening out there. So we open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, to be the instruments of peace who we are. I welcome you again. I'm quite grateful that you have been guided to serve and to join this sacred circle, this holy circle, today. Before we start today's meditation, I'd like to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title. Success is like riding a roller coaster until you have mastered life. Success is like riding a roller coaster until you have mastered life. Remember roller coasters? You probably rode on one or two, especially as a child. They have highs and lows, like mountains and valleys and hills. There's lots of drama, lots of excitement, and you're never aware, really, what's going to happen on the next hill or around the next curve. Life is like a roller coaster, we're told, until we master life. And everything that's been going on in the world and in each of our countries and probably will proceed for a while longer, it's been very much like that. It's like we took the first big dip on the first hill back in October. It had been coming all along, little hills, but we weren't paying attention, most of us. And then the big hill we really caught, we had no idea what was going on. We didn't know what's going to come around the curve. It's scary. It creates heart-pumping kind of action inside of us. And then we're kind of waiting with anticipation, the next hill, and what's around the corner. And that's how life has been for many people since the economies of the world seem to have fallen as they are reharmonizing themselves. We're told it will be this way until we master life. Think of mastering as receiving or earning a university degree, like a master of life. Advanced learning, expertise, a sense of control and understanding about how things work. That's mastering life. And then we're told success comes when we master life. Otherwise, until that moment, life is very much like riding that roller coaster. Success, whatever that is that you want, you have some result in mind, a favorable outcome for whatever it is. When the economies of the world seem to have been falling apart and being crisis, then people focused on their money. And then it puts us in touch with what really matters in life. Success. Gaining wealth, fame, peace of mind, love. In the Bible, the word success is only mentioned 3 times. Let me paraphrase it. Do not look to the left or the right, but meditate on me all day and all night, and you will have success. Success, we're told, is not looking to the left or the right. The distractions, the world in essence falling apart, but staying centered inside, meditate, go inside, connect with your higher self, find the truth of what matters, what is really happening. In more modern times, going back only a century or two, we have the poem by, you probably have heard the poem If, Desiderata, by Rudyard Kipling. Let me read a couple stanzas. You'll remember this. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Yours is the earth and everything that's in it. Success. Whatever it is as you have defined success for you, this favorable outcome in any aspect of your life, know that it is not dependent on what's happening outside of us. We get caught up in that. Well, maybe you did. It's okay. It's just part of your advanced learning. Till you come back to recognize the truth is inside. All the rest is drama. If lungs were in drama, we're in our external world. We are not part of. We haven't really mastered life. And all those ups and downs are simply opportunities. Those hills, mountains, and valleys on the roller coaster of life are simply opportunities to go inside, reconnect with the highest truth, learn from the true master inside of you, your higher self, your divine self, and redefine truly what is success for you. So you're no longer caught up in the ways of the world, and stay centered on your highest self. And then everything that you truly desire will flow into you. You will attract it naturally. Life is good. All rest, all those hills, mountains, and valleys are simply illusions on the path of life. We'll keep this message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I ask you now to join me in breathing into your heart center. Breathing into your heart center ever so gently. We're going inside. We're letting go the roller coaster of life, the hills, mountains, and valleys, the unexpected curves and dips, and letting that all go as we go inside. And if you want, all that stuff will be there when you come back. Right now, we're taking a break from it, reconnecting with our true self. Breathing into your heart center. There you go. Take three nice, gentle, slow breaths. Breathing in peace. Breathing in harmony. Breathing in prosperity. Allow yourself to notice any colors or lights inside of you that are calling you now. Simply connect with the light inside of you. Color does not matter. It could be white, it could be gold, it could be green, it could be blue. Simply breathe in to your heart center, to the light inside of you. Find yourself like a beautiful butterfly following the light. Coming closer and closer to the light inside of you. Be allowing yourself to become one with this light. Into your heart center. To the place of peace, harmony, prosperity. This is your true nature. It is always here. It's always waiting for us to reconnect. Let go of the external world and all its drama, all that we think we need to be or have. Come inside. Remember who we are. Radiating center of love, peace, harmony, and prosperity. When we're here and let go all the have-to-be's and should-be's and ought-to-be's, simply become one with the light. It may spiral inside, pulsate inside, vibrate, become one with the purity inside. Know that you are one with the vibration of the universe that's a reflection of you. For we are all one. Allow that light as you breathe into it to expand. See or imagine it growing brighter and brighter inside of you, lighter and lighter. The light is pulsating. Bright. Excuse me. Bright light inside. Allow it to flow to every cell and atom of your being, bathing every cell and atom with the purity of the love essence, the energy of the universe inside of you. Feel it radiating out from your heart center, down your thighs, your knees, your legs, your feet, creating stability. So you may move forward under grace with assurance of who you are, one with the divine light inside of you. And now see the light extend out from your heart center across your chest, your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your hands and fingertips. So you may reach out with confidence when all that you've asked for manifests. It's like the brass ring. You see it and you may reach it now under grace. Not from a neediness, but a knowingness. This is the brass ring. Symbolically, of all that you've asked for been manifested under grace. When you stay centered in your heart self now. And see that light, that brilliant bright light, pulsating from your heart center, radiating up through your chest, through your throat, through your head, your eyes, your ears, your nose, all your senses, the top of your head, bringing you the inner calm to stay centered inside, regardless of what you may see and hear and experience outside of you. Stay centered in confidence inside. No doubting and second-guessing. Regardless of what others say or do, remembering who you are, a child of God, radiating center of love, infinite peace, harmony, and prosperity. Staying centered in this knowingness, absolute belief, faith, not thinking, not analyzing, not criticizing, not judging. Stay centered in faith. Feel that light radiating up through your throat so your words are words of love. Your thoughts, your head are thoughts of love. Your eyes see through eyes of love. Your ears hear through ears of love. It all is well. No matter what happens outside of you, you know with absolute faith, all is well. You stay centered inside and are always guided the next right, safe step. depths of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Feel that love and light. See that love and light from your heart center now radiating in all directions, that you really are a radiating center of love. You are one with that light inside. It's shining like the brightest star in the sky. And right now, every night, this week, as you go out, when you see the brightest star in the sky, Sirius, at midnight, to the direct south, know you are a reflection of that twinkling bright star. It is you, inside of you. The wisdom of the universe radiates from your heart center, and that star, the nearest and brightest star in the heavens, is a reflection of you. And perhaps earlier in the evening, just after dusk, you'll look to the southeast and you'll see the brightest planet in our universe. And know that that planet associated with love, is a reflection of you, Venus. You hold within you the stars and planets of the universe. The cosmos is within you, and all that's outside of us is simply a reflection. Feel the love. Feel the warmth. Feel the pure excitement of love radiating to every cell and atom of your being through its purity. Now under grace. And at any moment when you lose your focus, don't beat yourself up verbally. Don't call yourself names. Simply come back to your center. Remember who you are. It's like plugging yourself in again, being recharged, till you may run infinitely from this heart center self. Knowing at all times who you are and moving forward in the world from this knowingness. And as we are told from our message today, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. Much peace, harmony, and prosperity. I bless you and thank you now. Namaste.